Between documents, emails, instant messages, news feeds, Facebook, and browsers, on-screen real estate gets a little crowded. Multitaskers keep up with the deluge by using bigger screens, writing hard on the tab key, and increasingly a multiplication of monitors. Many data crunchers preach the benefits of having two or even three screens operating simultaneously in their workspaces. Matt Richtel reports on technology for the New York Times, where he wrote about the multi-screen movement, and he joins us on the line from New York. Matt, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, and I commend you on your alliteration.
Well, you know, we work on these things. We use many.
I know. Can I throw in riff with you? We'll call it the monitor multiplex.
We'll do it.
We'll do it.
We were able to work it out by using a number of screens. In fact, I have two in front of me here in the studio. How many do you have?
Oh, do not tell any. We're not on the radio, are we? Because I have merely one.
Oh, okay. Well, then what in the multi-screen movement do proponents claim as an advantage to more than one screen?
Yeah, I mean, in a word, productivity, but let me break it down a little bit. Because in effect, many of us, I'm sure many of your listeners, I know I certainly do, have many windows open, even if I have only one screen. So the theory is, in a world where seconds count, rather than toggling between or among windows, you swivel between or among monitors.
Okay, so it's obvious to is it too obvious to ask if this trend is, you know, it works better for some professions than others?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. This is you know, when it's easy when you're on like the extreme media to take one hard position or another, but it's when in these places the word comes up, it depends. Mm. It really depends what you're doing, and whether this works better. And here's how I'll illustrate it. The key question, say the researchers who look at whether you need more than one monitor, is whether you really need all those streams of information. So, for instance, take a stock trader who might have, eight or six monitors regularly on his before him or her. That all that information might be pertinent, and so having instant information might in fact merit those many monitors. However, if you're someone who has IM coming in and texting coming in and email coming in, you have to ask yourself whether those windows really are pertinent or whether they are, in effect, distractions we've convinced ourselves are pertinent, and then maybe having that extra monitor is, in fact, a distraction.
Well, in fact, you spoke to an author of a study showing that a second screen increases productivity, but not with a lot of confidence. What were the results?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, the results were just as you said. I mean, it very much depended on, in that particular case, I believe this researcher out of the University of Utah looked at someone, in effect, doing editing and writing tasks where they had information on one screen pertinent to what they were doing on the other screen. And that's a very particular kind of task, apropos of what I said earlier. And I just add one thing. I don't want to diminish that study too much. He's a well-regarded researcher, but it was funded by NEC Display, who was looking for a big monitor company, looking for evidence about why we ought to invest in dual monitors.
Uh-huh. In fact, according to the study, a second screen saves 10 seconds of time for every 5 minutes of work. So that totals about 8 minutes if you're looking at an 8-hour workday. How much does 8 minutes really matter?
Hey, are you going existential on me? You know, I'm on the West Coast. It's awfully early, and I'm only into my second coffee. I'll say this. At the end of life, it matters a lot. I don't know. I mean, look, I'll speak. I've done a ton of reporting the last few years on distraction. And on the whole, I would say, based on my own experience and talking to a lot of other people, that many of us are probably better off when we're focused on a single task. Mm-hmm. That's what the essential research shows. When you multitask, meaning you switch between tasks, each time you do that, you lose the focus on one task. You have to re-engage in another task. That is crucial time loss. So if you're swiveling among screens, even if the information is related to one another, you could be losing focus. So, that's the broader rubric I'd put this under. There's sort of a facade that we're getting more things done if we have more information coming at us.
Right.
And I think I also feel, having said that, that a lot of people are kind of getting attuned to this and starting to strike a balance.
Well, we have a wellness committee here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our ergonomic experts say that more screens is not a good idea. You know, you get set up for one screen, you know, and you're supposed to be ergonomically sound, and then all of a sudden you have another one, you're facing in another direction. So that's just a word from New Hampshire Public Radio's Swell Committee, not the opinion of the board or underwriters of New Hampshire Public Radio, by the way.
Do you have to say that around everything now?
Everything that involves something that, you know, could be taken existentially. We are talking about the growing number of workspaces adorned by multiple monitors with Matt Richtel. He wrote about the multi-screen trend for the New York Times. And Matt, we've talked to you before about, you know, concentration and the efficacy of multitasking. I'm actually wondering about plugging more monitors into your computer. Wouldn't that slow things down? I mean, if you're only gaining a few seconds at most, doesn't the compromise claim for higher productivity kind of get diminished when you're talking about a slower computer?
Now, that is a terrific observation, and there is a point, yes, of diminishing returns. I talked to one woman who said, who sort of counter to what we've said earlier, said, my brain can handle it, my computer can't. It starts to slow down, so I'll unplug a monitor. Yeah, I mean, there in that case, your virtual brain, which in fact can multitask, it can dual process, could slow down. One of the things that the corporations do, where the stock traders work and they really do need, quote unquote, to have that many monitors, is to have multiple computers plugged into it.
Mm.
I would add I've learned something new since we've had our conversations that complicates this conversation further. And it has to do with the fact that some part of us, even long before there was technology that was potentially distracting at any second, had a tendency, some part of us in the human condition, to lose focus regularly, to need a distraction, to pull away from what we're doing. That actually seems to be fairly inherent in our physiology. So one thing that complicates whether or not this is inherent, good or bad, whatever that means, is the fact that maybe we do need to distract ourselves with some regularity.
Hmm.
And if you watch your own behavior, you may find even when you're in the library focusing or at the cafe where there's no internet access doing work, you do pull up with some regularity. So that complicates the analysis further.
Matt, just a moment left, but you know something that struck me as interesting, I've seen a lot of photographs of people like stockbrokers with multiple screens around them, and companies are using multiple monitors apparently as recruiting tools. So is this a matter of status at this point? You know, if you're surrounded by monitors, you're important.
You know, I'll say everyone says no, but I don't believe them. you start to hear the proud quaver in their voice when they talk about their six, and you go, that's the new corner office, my friend. You do not have me fooled.
Matt Richtel, I want to thank you so much for joining us, even into before your second cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, I'm catching up as we speak, so hopefully I started to get momentum towards the end.
Matt Richtel.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Technology reporter for The New York Times, sometime philosophical consultant and author of the novel Hooked. For a link to his article on the multiple screen trends, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, a smoking truck serving Les Hamburgers on the streets of Paris. Stay with us for a taste when Word of Mouth continues.